Welcome back, everybody. Everybody, welcome back. Can you believe it? Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Hi.
Episode Hello. 34. Wow, how far we've come. 34. And what a better time. You know what they say, episode 34? Break out The Simpsons. This week, we're doing The Simpsons. Who Shot Mr. Burns, part 1 and 2. But first, we need to do the polls.
We did some polls about Simpsons.
The Simpsons polls.
So, is people a Simpsons fan?
Oh, why? Yes. Go on, Ed.
Well, 100% yes.
I'm not surprised.
Do you prefer old Simpsons or newer Simpsons?
I guess the majority said old.
Definitely old.
Correct. 87% said old, 13% said new.
Someone said new.
Who's saying new?
Multiple people said new.
That's ridiculous. That's who honest. Are you?
We can't actually expose that information. Finally.
Get out these people.
Favourite character from The Simpsons? Wow, we've got a bunch of answers here. So, from someone called Shane the Pain. Sorry, I just said your name.
Yeah, you outed this person.
Lionel
Hutz.
Yeah. Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio, yeah.
Troy McClure.
You don't know who these people are?
No.
Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You remember me from such things as blah, blah, blah.
He left, blah, blah. Eh? What happened? Did the guy die? Who voiced him?
The voice actor died, yeah. Both Troy McClure and Lionel Hutz are both voiced by the same person who died.
Oh, no.
And the other guy, well, Lionel Hutz is the lawyer.
Yeah.
Like the kind of pathetic lawyer guy. My favourite Lionel Hutz joke is when he's like in a courtroom and he's trying to prove that Apu's got a bad memory. So he's like, if you got such a great memory, what colour's my tie? And he turns his back and he's like, you have a red and white striped tie with a Windsor knot. And he's like, he's like, well, if that's what you think, then you're really wrong. He's like, look with his little neck. Mm-hmm. He's like, playing with his little neck. He turns around and he puts his tie behind his back and he's like, because I'm not wearing a tie at all. And they cut the jury's like,
oh my lord.
Oh, class. And then Hank Scorpio is, he's the villain in You Only Live Twice when Homer.
I remember. He becomes a supervillain.
Becomes like, well, he works for a supervillain, yeah. Very funny, very fun episode.
I just need to rewatch like all of them. Right, we have a really good answer. Betsy actually voted on this one. Oh, she said her favourite is, drumroll, Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah. Hell yeah, makes sense, perfect sense.
So we've got Homer, we've got Mr. Burns, another one for Homer, Police Wiggin.
Chief Wiggum.
Yep. And Flanders.
Yep,
Flanders. And the Margie sisters.
Yeah, Patty
in
and Selma.
In particular. No, yeah, just both of them.
Both of them. Classic.
Wow.
Who's your favourite character?
Me.
I call it Ralph.
Wait, I feel like we've had this conversation. I can't even remember.
But who's your favourite of The Simpsons?
That's The Simpsons family. Homer. I'll say Homer.
I call it Grandpa.
Yeah, he is funny. I'll say Homer.
Homer. Right, thanks for doing the polls this week, Louise. Really impressive stuff. So this week, we just watch a little double bill of The Simpsons, you know, a little classic double bill. And there's only one two-parter in the whole history of The Simpsons, in the 31 seasons of The Simpsons. Which is like obviously ridiculous, 31 seasons. So we decided to watch the last episode of season 6 and the first episode of season 7, which is Who Shot Mr. Burns part 1 and 2.
Yes, I.
So there was a big, like, this was a big, like, spectacle at the time because everyone's like, oh, wow. Because obviously there's quite a lot of time. There's like 5 months or something between, or 4 months between those episodes airing. So it's like,
really?
Who's the one? Who's the guy? They started a big like controversy about like, who is it? Who is it? Because obviously you don't know. And see, when you were watching it, did you know who it was?
No.
Who do you think it was after? Well, we'll discuss that after part one.
Yeah.
So what year did this? Did these ones come out?
95.
My gosh, that's so weird.
Is it a long pretty time crazy? It's like it is mad how long ago. Obviously, all like the good ones. Anything made before I was born is good. Is a good rule to live by.
Yeah, all of us were an even boy.
Your birth signified the downfall of the Simpsons.
All the comedy just went straight into me.
Yeah.
Right, so the episode opens. It's like Principal Skinner's walking around in the school, and he starts smelling something. He's like, ew, that smells gross.
Yeah.
He discovers this little ratus.
Gerbil.
Gerbil. He's gerbil, crushed by his own water can thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got inside its own water thing, died by it.
So then he gives it to Groundskeeper Willie to go and like to get rid of it, dispose of it.
Yeah,
and then Willie just starts like digging inside the school. Like,
yeah,
the basement is a dirt ground. He just starts digging inside the school, and then chucks this little he keeps digging down trying to dig a grave for this little gerbil, mm-hmm. and then hits oil.
Big massive explosion.
And it starts shooting up through the school, and there's like Ralph sitting there like,
the ground's moving.
It's over, the ground's shaking. It's like, Ralph, last time you classic. So the whole, they've struck oil, obviously a good thing for the school.
They're so like, they're we're going to be minted.
And then it cuts, after that it cuts to Mr. Burns saying like, I need this parcel delivered. Then it's like a montage of like, everyone saying it off like, we need to move this really quick. Then they're moving it from person to person. And it gets to Hobart, he runs it back to Mr. Burns.
He's like, my name is the return address, you imbecile!
Yeah, but he doesn't know his name. He
doesn't know your name, yeah. He's like, what is his name? What is your name? Homer Simpson, like, there's 7 years, whatever. But then he's been working there for years and years. He doesn't know who he is.
And it makes him really sad.
He's like, oh.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's kind of his driving force throughout the whole episode.
Yeah.
So at the school they're like, we're gonna be minted, so we'll just like get tons of upgrades for the school. So they're getting like all these suggestions from staff and stuff.
Yeah, they're bringing in all the employees and stuff. Like, there's quite a lot of good little jokes here because like the kitchen staff can complain about the rats in the kitchen, so I want new kitchen staff.
Yeah.
Or like groundskeeper boy is like, I want a new filthy rag. Obviously, he's got a Scottish accent, but like, it does not sound Scottish at all.
No, is it fake?
I want the new... Yeah. I want the new filthy egg.
All asking for, like, really weird things.
Principal Skinner's like, new rubber stamps. And stamps.
Okay.
Very funny. Cute. Cute little scene. And Mr. Burns rolls up, but he's like... He's wearing Jimbo's clothes. The bully, Jimbo Jones.
Yeah.
Oh.
He comes in wearing his clothes and he's like, hey man, me and my homeboys were. Well, he didn't say that. He says like very old fashioned words.
Yeah.
We're thinking that
if you.
You should give it all to Mr. Burns.
Power energy plant. Concern, whatever he says, yeah. But then he's like, Mr. Burns is. He says, like, you're a 104 year old man, there's no way I'm going
to
mistake you for him.
He recognizes him. He tries to fight him, he's like slapping him because he's so weak and old, he like can't do anything.
He's like, Smithers, come deal with this man. He comes in with a stapler gun and just starts shooting them.
He's not even hitting them, yeah. He's like, can you start wasting us?
Yeah. Yeah, so then Homer decides, well, beats to Marge. Marge is like, I've got an idea. When my grandfather was trying to win my grandmother over, he sent her a box of flowers with this picture in it and he never forgot.
Yeah.
He's like, Homer's like, well, that wasn't really your idea, was it, Marge? So mean for no reason. So they send in a picture of
the family.
Mr. Burns, there's a little throwaway line. Mr. Burns says, oh, he sees a little baby out the window. He's like, ah, it's like I could take candy from a baby. And then Mr. Smithers is like, nah, don't do that. We've got this box of candy instead.
It's because he's watching Mr. Burns is building a building right next to the school to siphon all the oil.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it's like taking candy from a baby. He's like, look, there's one there, let's go do it. And as they're leaving, they see the box of chocolates that Homer dropped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Smithers is like, no, don't do it.
So take the chocolates, they're eating the chocolates, and it's like, oh, there's Maggie Simpson. Blah, blah, blah.
I know her. Yeah, there's Bart Simpson, my old heir.
There's Marge Simpson. She's nice.
Santa's little helper. He was my guard dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yes, sir, I remember.
Then it never gets to Homer's face because they're the yucky.
They get so full. Yeah, they leave the yucky chocolate right over Homer's face. And he's like, write a thank you card to Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie Simpson.
Aw, Homer.
So then we see, like, the oil is about to get unveiled at the school. They're about to turn on the pump. And then Lisa goes up to turn on the pump, and then nothing comes out. So there's no pressure. Someone must have already started siphoning the oil. And then you look, he pans over to next to Moe's, and then there's a big, massive slant and drilling company, like, stealing all the oil from the thing. And technically, well, in a part of the show, it's like whoever drills the oil first gets the rights to it.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's Mr. Burns has stolen the oil right from under the school.
Yeah.
So Mr. Skinner is like, Principal Skinner is like, I'm gonna, like, that's it. So they're like, so we're not getting any of our amazing things anymore. He's like, no. Come to mention, actually, we're going to have to cancel all non-essential programs. So that's music gone and groundskeeping or something, he says.
Yeah.
Music.
The mother's like, I'll kill that Mr. Burns!
And I'll hurt the other guy.
Yeah. and that Mr. Smithers.
I'll hurt the other, yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone's, like, losing their jobs, having to get their shops shut down. Everyone's raging.
It shows inside Moe's Tavern, which is right next to where the big pump is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so it's Moe and Barney sitting doing whatever. And then they're, the health inspector's coming and goes, oh my god, there's people alive in here?
Yeah.
Because they're meant to be, because it's full of fumes.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, what's his name? The guy who drinks at the bar? Yeah.
Barney.
Barney Gumbel. It's like, we're picking up to the toxins, and he burps, and it starts beeping. There's like too many toxins.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I'm reading 20 toxins in the air. And he burps, and like, the fingers go beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
He's like, if you guys are getting off on this stuff, I'm going to start charging you.
Oh. So then, yeah, they say it's closed down. And then Mo's like, Lamb's got to get one thing. He gets his shotgun and leaves.
Yeah, and then Barney gets his little pistol as well.
Yeah, they all leave.
And then we see the little old folks home, like, fall in half.
It's like undermined, yeah. Because the cavern the oil's in is, like, starting to undermine the structure of the retirement home, so it falls in.
Yeah. And the grandpa.
Forced Homer to move out.
The grandpa's like, ah.
Yeah, he falls.
And then obviously before, when the oil thing got turned on, Bart's treehouse was destroyed. It's quite, like, scary moment, because, like, he gets, like, blown out of the thing, and it's, like, he looks out, it's, like, it's like a war zone almost. He's like stumbling around.
He's like stumbling around, and Santa's little helper is like, there's just lions trapped underneath the thing.
Yeah. So then Mr. Burns talks to Smithers. He's like, so I've got all this stuff. I've got all these little bits of, I've got every part of the energy sector that I could, apart from, but there's one thing that's my ultimate enemy. And he looks and he's like, out the window, he's like, it's the sun. Gonna block out the sun.
I didn't get that. What had that had nothing to do with anything?
Because he just wanted to get all the energy, all the power.
People are getting free light off the sun, so if he can cover the sun up, then everyone has to turn his lights on.
Oh my god, man!
Making big bucks. So then he's like, "Come and help me do this, Smithers." And Smithers like, "Nah, I'm not helping you anymore.
You've gone too far, Mister Burns."
It's too far, Monty. He calls him Monty.
Oh, is that his name?
Is it Monty? Yeah, Monty Burns, Montgomery Burns.
Oh, yes.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So then...
fires him.
At the same time, Homer is, like, raging. But I doesn't know his name. He still doesn't know his name. So he sneaks into his office and spray paints I am Homer Simpson all over the wall in massive letters.
Yeah.
And Mr. Burns catches him. He's like, who the devil are you?
And Homer goes, I'm gonna kill you.
It's like a scene from... The Shining or whatever, like it has like the pan, the shot over as he running towards him. It's like,
yeah.
So he starts like, I'm Homer Simpson, I'm Homer Simpson. He's like, I can't understand what you're saying. I'm Homer Simpson, I'm Homer Simpson. He gets taken away. So then it's quite funny later on at the town hall. He's like, I've started to do whatever now because I was attacked by some unidentified assailant.
Yeah, he still doesn't know who he is.
So then they go all to this. So all these different citizens have been affected by like Mr. Burns in some way, so they all hate him now. So they have a town meeting held. One of you take it away.
And in the town meeting, everyone's talking about how much, like how angry the Burns and like it needs to be stopped. And then, like, but the mayor's like giving a big speech, saying that like we're gonna send him a very polite letter telling him to stop.
I say we're gonna send a letter to one of his aides, and if we're lucky, one of those aides will pass it on to him or give him the gist of it.
Yeah.
And then, but then everyone's like stroking guns in the crowd. The guard goes up to him and goes, "Everyone's stroking guns."
Yeah.
So he's just like, "Okay, I've been informed that everyone is stroking their guns, so I'll let someone else speak." And he just steps away.
But then everyone starts. Yeah, everyone's like, he ruined this. And then Bart is like, he did this to my best friend, and just pans over
to him. Everyone looks at Milhouse and he's just like eating tons of chew.
And everyone's like, and he's like, no.
My dog.
My dog. And then it's like,
he's in a wheelchair. And then Mr. Burns walks in and goes, that dog's wheels are a bit creaky. Maybe it could buy some oil off me.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I could sell him some oil. How's he gonna buy oil?
Honestly. I could sell some oil.
So then he is like, that's when he talks about how he has a gun now because an unknown assailant came at him. He's like, you guys all talk. They all start coming for him. And he's like, you guys all talk a big game, but who could actually do it? Could actually stop me? And they're all like, yeah, probably not. Probably couldn't do it.
So then, he's like. Is everyone ready to see the sunset? And he looks outside, and his big massive shield to block out the sun starts coming. He activates it.
And then... Twilight,
exactly. And it just cuts to him walking down the street, as all his street lights come on. He's all happy walking down the street. And then he goes round... You see him like walk off to a corner, but the camera doesn't follow him. It's like, oh, hello there, wait, stop, what are you doing? And he gets shot.
I like it when it's like that. So then they discover Mr. Burns lying on this
sundial
thing. He's got one hand on the S for South, one hand on the W for West.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm, then he's like, he's dying. So they all come over and they're like, any one of us could have done this. We all hate him. And then and Mr. Herbert's like, well, I certainly can't solve this. Can you?
Point to the camera.
And he pans back, and then and Police Chief Wiggum's down there. He's like, well, I don't know. I'll give him a shot, I guess. It's my job.
Yeah, it's my job. No, that was funny. Because his face proper changes. Like, his eyes go all like, weird in that. Can you?
Looks right at the screen. That's quite a funny joke.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just my job.
Then that's the
end of part one. So at this point, who did you think had done it? Louise, did you already know Craig?
No, I didn't know. I don't remember.
Who did you think? Oh,
it was maybe the grandpa.
Old Abe Simpson.
Abraham Simpson. I feel like it just would have been like someone that you just wouldn't expect. Like, I think it might have been someone who didn't have a backstory that they didn't have a motive that we knew.
Yeah, like some what's his face? Maybe Flanders.
Or something like that, yeah, just like, and they have like a big elaborate reason why I did it.
Yeah.
Oh my god! So then, 5 months later, part two airs.
I can't believe it was 5 months.
Well, that's quite a long wait.
We all remember what we were doing when it aired.
Yeah, not alive.
I remember. I was dead.
Oh, cool. I was dead. That was 7 years before you were born.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That means it's 25. Actually, literally today, it's 25 years old.
Oh my god, September 17th. No way did we do that.
Meant it.
That's weird.
Oh my god. Special, baby. Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
That's strange. I didn't realize that. Right. So it opens up. It's a news report. And they're like, Mr. Burns was then rushed to the hospital when he was pronounced dead. He was then rushed to a better hospital where his condition was upgraded to alive.
Hello. Oh.
So he's not dead. Mr. Burns lives. Which is, there's a few times like throughout the season where people die and they stay dead.
Really?
And that's undead forever.
Yeah. Like, Maud Flanders dies at one point. She falls off a stadium and dies.
My God.
Jesus.
And then there's other people, but I can't remember who. But like, she dies like on screen. It's quite like a bad moment.
Yeah.
They wanted to give like Ned Flanders a new like angle because he's getting a bit stale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just kill his wife, eh?
Did you cry?
Did I cry? Well, yeah. I was a child, so I don't think so.
Okay.
I was a bit tougher back then.
Yeah, clearly.
I would cry now and be like, Maud Flanders!
And that accent.
Maud Flanders! Okay, so he's, they start a big search. The police are like, we need to find what's going to happen.
And we see, like, and Smithers like, waking up in his house.
His trashed house.
All drunk and everything like that. And his teeth.
No, because he wakes up at first.
And he's like, my mouth is so dry. And he's just.
You think my mouth's like an ashtray?
Yeah. Then all his cigarettes fall out his mouth. And then he walks through, and Mr. Burns is in the shower, and he's like, oh, thank God, Mr. Burns. It was just a dream all along. And then he's like, come on, Smithers. We're going. What do they do?
We're undercover boxcar agents in the
1960s. Yeah. It's like so a TV random. Intro.
Yeah.
There was like spies.
Like you should.
And then he wakes up again and he's like, oh, it was just a dream. Maybe I'm not a real drunken mess. Oh, because his head's still.
Looks at what he is, yeah.
And he still coughs up the cigarettes as
well.
Yeah. So then he's convinced now. He has like a bit of a memory of him like stumbling around and shooting someone. So he's like, well, I must have done it.
Yeah.
So he hands himself in.
Hands off in, but then.
On the way, he said a witty remark. He says something like some kind of zinger from this show that they all watch.
Yeah, that was in the court when he was in the meeting hall. He said he watches Comedy Central.
Yeah.
He's about Mr. Burns.
That was particularly important because no one does that or something. So.
No.
I took a day to remember that because it's such a unique thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then. As he goes and hands on to him, people go to it in the sunblocker as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Sideshow Mel, who's like, wasn't a character at all in the first half, really, then it comes in the second half.
Yeah.
It's quite funny because there's a bit where, like, Ned, back when he was there, back when they were at the town hall, Ned Flanders is like, I want to know what Sideshow Mel thinks. Like, why? Why? Just some guy, but he's like quite a smart guy, I suppose.
And then, Sideshow Mel realizes when he's sitting with Krusty the Clown, he's like, oh my god, it couldn't have been Smithers because he was watching the show on Comedy Central because it's on at that time at 5, the time he died.
So he goes runs
to the jail and tells the police, and then Smithers like, oh yeah.
He's like, you're keeping an innocent man. And Dr. Colossus, who's like, this is one time character, is like,
yeah, they just released the supervillain.
He's like, don't go back to the Mounting of Doom. He's like, oh, all my stuff's there.
And then he's like, not that, man. And he let out
Waylon Smithers.
Yeah.
Waylon Smithers. So they remember it better, and he's like, oh, I must have shot Jasper, who's like the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just this old dude. He said he was walking home. He was really drunk, and then this old guy told him with the cat, stop walking. Funny, this is a normal walking street.
Yeah. Streets for walking, not fancy walking.
Yeah, he just takes his gun and shoots him.
Yeah,
and then they go see the old guy, the check, and he's alive. I said, can I look at your leg? Wiggum asks, look at his leg and look at it, and he's just got a peg leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a big bullet in it.
That surely he's still arrested for that. That's like manslaughter.
Chief Wiggum was like,
or attempt on someone's life.
Yeah, he's like, Chief Wiggum was like, do you have any idea who killed Mr. Burns?
Really, yeah. He's like, one thing to ask you. Do you know who killed him? We're really struggling here.
Then they go to like, Lisa actually helps him. Helps
yeah.
He's like, Lisa says something. He's like, good work, Lou.
He's like, thanks. He's
like, no problem, Chief. He's like, it was me. So then he goes to different people. So
Lisa shows him all the suspects.
Yeah, so they go to Tito Puente, who's like this, he's like a real celebrity.
Jazz musician.
jazz musician, like he goes like, you did vow revenge. I did vow revenge, but I meant in the form of a song. And it has like a 1 minute just like song.
Jazz number, yeah.
It's like a little mambo thing. It's like,
and then as they're leaving, Begin's like, oh, I hope all our suspects like this. This is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to Skinner and they're like, Skinner, you have the skills, whatever, you're in the army. He's like, yeah, I was planning on confronting him. I went to go into the bathroom to apply my camouflage, and he turns, I'm turning away. He's like, oh man, I got mother's makeup set. He's like wearing lipstick and all this stuff.
And then the superintendent walks in.
He's like, sorry, ma'am. Superintendent Chalmers. Superintendent Chalmers. And then so then they hear the gunshot. He's like, so you can go and speak to Superintendent Chalmers. He'll tell you that I was not there when the thing happened. But anything else he says is all dirty lie. And they go to Willie. He's like, you check my records and you'd know that I can't shoot guns because I had horrible arthritis in my index fingers from alien invasions in 1977. He's like, oh yeah, that was a really good game. He's like, game?
Yeah, it was a game.
He was actually abducted by aliens. And Mo has like a polygraph test.
Yeah. And it came like, back negative.
I'm going to go back and I could have a hot date tonight. A normal date. I'm going home to watching TV. Going home to read this magazine, this nice magazine. I'm going home to look at ladies in this nice magazine. I'm going home to look at ladies in this bad magazine.
Right.
I don't deserve this.
Even he knows he deserves it.
So the Chief Wiggum is back at he's like, I'm gonna have some coffee to keep stay up all night. And he's like empty, so he just drinks a little bit. He's like, I have some of this warm milk, and he drinks it.
Falls asleep.
And in his dream, it's like it's a parody of Twin Peaks, where like the people speak backwards.
Yeah.
And
he's like, meep, meep, miss, meep, meep,
meep. He's like, what?
Meep, meep, burns. Meep, meep, burns. Meep, meep, burns.
That was so weird, though.
Because it's like it's recorded. Like you learn how to say it in reverse, and then you say it, and then they reverse it.
Yeah.
Meep, meep, burns. You, burns. So chat time to go and see Mr. Burns suit, and then Eddie comes in. And he's like, but I've just had an idea to go and look at Mr. Burns' suit that he was shot in. He's like, you just have a strange dream with a backwards talking little girl. And he's like, I'll drive. Oh, classic. But then we see Mr. Burns wakes up from his coma and he's like, Homer Simpson. So then they're like, we got him, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
And Homer's fingerprints are on the... No, they find the bullet.
They find the bullet, and then they go and search his car, find the gun, and they arrest Homer, but he manages to slip away.
Yeah.
While Lisa's like, no, it wasn't him, I promise. It was probably something else happened.
Then they arrest him and put him in a van, and then they go... With Homer in the van, they go to buy, like, fast food.
Yeah.
And then the things like the barrier... The roof of the drive lane is too small. So Wiggum's like, I'll just curb it. He just drives up the curb of this big police transport van.
Just leans over and knocks the whole van over.
The thing tips over and then the old guy behind drives into the back of it and Homer just jumps out the way.
Yeah.
And
he runs away. He runs to the hospital and goes sees Mr. Burns.
But that's when we find out that that's literally like the only things that Mr. Burns is actually saying.
Yeah.
Homer Sims.
So then
it may not actually be like Homer Sims. He may not have actually done it. He may just be saying that.
Yeah.
But so maybe he did learn his name after all.
Yeah.
So then he thinks that he's worked. Lisa thinks she's worked out like who it is. Like what happened, or like she's got like something, she just thinks it isn't her dad,
yeah,
because it's Simpson DNA on the scene, but like,
yeah, and it cuts so much in the news. And Smithers also a $50,000 reward for finding Homer dead alive.
Like, my father couldn't hurt a fly, And then just open the door and he's sitting there with a gun to Mr. Burns' head, like,
I will kill
you! Why are you saying that? Reason? I'm going to kill you if you say that I killed you.
Yeah. But then I don't get how Mr. Burns all of a sudden just can speak normal again.
I don't know. He just shakes it out of him.
Mm.
Yeah, because then like, everyone else, they find out where he lives, and they find out where Homer went, so they all burst into the hospital room. And he's like intimidating him. Like, say, I didn't do it. He's like, no, you could do it. You're not smart enough. It was Maggie. He's a baby.
Yeah.
So then we now know, well, he says it's Maggie Simpson. We're like, oh, damn.
How could Maggie do such a thing?
And it has the like, little flashback of the Maggie, like him going and stealing, trying to steal candy from a baby again.
Yeah.
Because Maggie has this little orange, this little green.
He said he's feeling really happy after he just did the thing with the sun. And then he showed all the pops. So he was like, yeah,
the wee sweet tooth.
Yeah.
He was trying to grab it off him, but Maggie's like, eh. Maggie's stronger than he thought, able to like beat him back, even though he's like a 104-year-old man. She's a baby. And then he drops the gun in her lap and she pulls the trigger by accident and shoots him.
Yeah.
And he dumb falls out his jacket.
And the dog's in the car as well. That is all the helper. He's got his big cone on.
Yeah.
And that's why the gun was in the car.
Yeah, because they dropped it on the floor. And that's why Homer's fingerprints were on it, because he accidentally touched it when they were driving one day.
When he was eating his ice cream.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So that was a big reveal. Were you shocked to see?
I was actually quite shocked, yeah. Never saw it coming.
Can't believe that, like, girl.
And of course, you pointed out the letters W and S, which, from his perspective, would have been an M and an S, because Maggie Simpson.
Yeah.
He's like, nah. With my last bit of strength, I swallowed my gold fillings.
Yeah.
That was purely coincidental. So then,
he's like,
arrest Maggie.
Yeah, I want arrested. And then the police chief was just like, I don't think that would hold up in a court. Well, maybe in Texas. And then just leaves.
Maybe. I don't think they put a baby to death. Well, maybe in Texas.
And then they all leave, and it's like, Marge's like, yeah, it was just an accident. And then it looks, cuts into Maggie's face.
And she's like,
her eyes are darting about.
Yeah.
And then her little sucker's like.
Yeah.
The end.
It says on this, it sucks. She sucks her pacifier in a way that sounds like gunshots, but I don't remember that.
No, I don't shoot, no.
So maybe she did shoot him on purpose. There's a few clues throughout the episode. So, like, see in the first half where Mr. Burns is like, are you. Would never. Who here would have the guts to actually do it? Everyone looks well shifty. Maggie stares straight at him.
Really?
Yeah.
No, fair enough. I didn't realize.
And then in the when they're going through the box of chocolates earlier on, they open up. The first two people to get are Maggie and then the dog, who are like the two people that are in the car. Coincidentally, there's like maybe a little Easter egg as well. Foreshadowing. Yeah. And obviously the kind of foreshadow as well with the taking candy from a baby.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Happy that, so they, when they were producing this, obviously they wanted it to be a mystery, and they wanted people to like vote in on it and stuff, like to have like get really people get make it viral. So
yeah.
Then they made four endings, so like not even like only like three or four people actually knew the real ending. They made four, so like.
What? Who did it in the end?
I think it was like Krusty, Mo, Homer, and
Maggie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
take it very seriously.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a big event, I suppose. And this was like the height of the Simpsons' popularity, so they're getting the pulling in like tens of millions like of views every episode, so it's may as well be doing it properly, yeah. But it's quite like it's not like a particularly funny episode. There's funny bits in it, but it's like this is just a good episode to talk about.
Yeah, it's good. It's a murder mystery.
Little murder mystery. Who do you think, if it wasn't Maggie, who do you think would have done it?
Mo. He's taken away his life.
Yeah.
Who
do you think, Louise? Okay, so they also do foreshadow it. There's an episode called Rosebud where Maggie steals. Well, Homer finds Mr. Burns' teddy from like 50 or 70 years ago before. And then he gives it to Maggie, and then there's a fight between Mr. Burns and Maggie, and then Maggie wins it. They're going to foreshadow that she's stronger than him.
Yes, Maggie.
Yes, girl.
Well done.
Go on then, gal. So who would you say, Louise? Who do you think it was?
If it wasn't Maggie.
Go on then.
I'd probably say Smithers as well.
Yeah, fair.
I think it'd be funny if it was like Marge or something.
Oh yeah.
And then they just put her in prison.
For the rest of her life. Yeah,
that'd be class.
That'd be so
cool. Imagine Mr. Burns did it to himself, try to frame someone.
Well, I thought that to begin with. See, when he came around the corner with, and his gum was gone, I was like.
He comes from the corner, he says, Jimbo's there. He's like, whoa, dude, are you alright? He's like, I'm not going to dignify that with a response. That Jimbo's the guy whose clothes he was wearing in the first half, so I don't know if they know each other.
Yeah.
I don't know, have some sort of relationship.
What if it was actually, what if it was a little twist and it was actually him, Jimbo Jones, that shot him? Because he stole his clothes.
Imagine. That'd be such a huge motive.
Aye, pure, I've killed for less.
Yeah.
Right, guys, so just want to just jump in our little ratings, eh?
Yeah.
Right, Louise, what do you think of the episode this week?
Well, I'm going to give them, joined together, you know what? Because it's so, like, our childhood and stuff, go up there for me, 9 out of 10.
Damn. Right, going in, Craig, wait.
I get, like, a 7.5.
7.5, I like it. I'm going to hit mine, what are we, cheeky, 8.3. Go on then.
Cute. I was proper laughing at some bits.
Yeah. I want to do some weird Simpsons ones, because there is like some properly funny Simpsons episodes I just think are hilarious.
Yeah, I want to.
I'm very excited for that. We'll do that at some point in the future, though.
Too right.
That could do it for a little review, I think, guys. Pretty fun little time, eh? Just a wee little bit of Simpsons, mate. How about your Simpsons, eh?
Boy.
Come on in. Oh, go on in. Wait, I'm going to ask you a little bit about Simpsons before we go on.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your favourite Simpsons episode, do you think?
Truths of Horror.
I don't know.
All the Truths of Horrors.
Yeah, they're quick.
I can remember.
I've not seen Simpsons, like, for ages.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, like, because it's on Disney Plus. They have, like, 30-odd seasons on Disney Plus, so it's, like, it's worth going and just looking at some of the good ones. Just going on IMDb and finding out what ones are the good ones.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll just
do that. Might do that.
Just a bit of fun, eh? Right, so I think we'll continue this discussion in the next little half, if that's all right, guys.
Yeah.
Cool. See you then.
Bye. Mm. Wait, I didn't mean bye.
Who's set going? Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys.
Hi.
Oh my goodness, such a fun time on the break there. Okay, this question comes in here from Betsy. He's been barking all night at me about this one. She wants to know, what if you had to rank the three types of M&Ms, how would you rank them?
The blue ones first for me, then the peanut ones for me, then the chocolate ones last, even though they're still nice. That's the order I'm gonna give.
I would like to say I agree. That's the end.
I used to agree.
Roasted musical.
So, but now I've made a change. Actually, I really like the peanut ones now.
No, I'm too sure they are unreal.
Yeah, they actually just hit differently sometimes. Yeah. You're just sitting there,
they're bigger.
Yeah, and they got a bit of like they fill you up more. I think because like, the crunchy ones I could actually eat like all day long.
Yeah, because they're just about 80.
I can just tell myself that they're like that the peanut ones are good for me. It's, nah, it's peanuts.
Yeah, they're fine.
Come on, they're good for you, right?
Totally.
Come on. But I also have had caramel M&M's before.
Oh yeah, were they good?
Actually, don't even. They're nah. Okay. They're better than the normal ones, but they're not that good.
Mm, okay.
Right, guys, I've got a question for you. What is your favourite thing to have on toast to go?
Butter.
Really?
Butter, cheese.
Butter, just butter.
See, I really like, some people are like, I say peanut butter. Grilled cheese, nah. Grilled cheese, nah. You don't eat grilled cheese.
No.
What you have to do is cut blocks of cheese and put it on your toast.
No, I love a slice of toast with butter and a slice of Edam on it.
Edam's like no flavour, man.
Yeah, but I don't like cheese that much.
A little bit of bloody much cheddar on there.
No.
I never had peanut butter, I don't think.
What? I'll go buy it next time you go shopping then.
Never had peanut butter. I saw this thing, this little cookbook thing, and it was in the book. It said peanut butter plus banana plus milk. Put it all together in the whisker guy and make a peanut butter banana smoothie.
I love peanut butter. I had peanut butter this morning on my toast. I also like jam. I also like Nutella.
I've just bought peanut butter.
Good on you.
Thanks.
Nutella's like...
Good choice.
You can just eat Nutella all day.
Wait, you're saying Nutella weird.
Nutella.
You both say Nutella.
Nutella.
I say Nutella.
I put emphasis on that. I do it normally. It's only because Craig said Nutella.
All right, okay. I say Nutella.
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 Shut up, Rez, let's say it.
It's one of those ones where you say it too many times so you don't remember.
You lose it. Mm-hmm. You lose grip. Is it people say Betsy, they go, Biatty.
Oh, love Betsy. John, do you know, Chloe's family was over the other day, like her mum and her sister, and they were both like, I can't believe your brother was ever going to change the name of Betsy, that's such a cute name. And
so cute.
And because I told Chloe's sister that he'd got a dog, and Chloe's mum was like, she's so cute. Like, I know.
Today we had her tucked in bed.
Oh! Betsy.
Betsy, bye. Why are you so silly, Betsy girl? Ay, 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 ay,
so funny.
Just petting her head right there.
Aww.
Got
a question, Louise?
My question is, so if you had to get something from the chippy, like, I know that's not the top choice, if you had to, what would you get?
See, I used to get scampi, but now it's just a fish supper, just fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Would you get salt and sauce?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll get 2 single steak pies, no suppers, please, salt, no sauce.
Oh, I actually really want to have a steak pie from there because I've not had one since, like, literally since I was a child.
I actually quite like, I just like them. And I would never be like, oh, I could really go for one of them right now. But like, when if people are having a chippy, like, I'm having that.
But you know what? You might find me a bit weird, but I like the jumbo sausages from the chippy.
Poppy likes them as well.
Really? They're good.
I remember one day she came home, she was eating it. She was like, could not get over how good the sausage was. She was like, Sean, eat some of it. And I was like, nah.
I don't know why.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Eat some of it. I'm like, no.
Was she really hungry?
She was really drunk.
Oh. That'll be why.
It was funny though.
No, they are good though. And I would get salt and sauce.
Like sauce. Gross.
You do like sauce.
Don't like sauce from the chippy.
Like brown sauce.
No, I don't like brown sauce.
My God, Sean.
I don't normally like it either, but I don't mind all the chippy.
Absolutely gross, man. Right. Let's just make a little pivot. What have you guys been up to this week?
Louise, go.
Okay, so basically, hey guys. So, well. Well, obviously I'm at uni, but we knew that. And on Monday I had my first... like, actual class for my course. But basically, we found out... Wait, did I already tell you this? We found out that for the first 6 weeks, we're in the forest.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you said that last week. She didn't say it last week.
I don't remember.
Yeah, so basically, we had my first forest on Monday.
So, what did you do in the forest?
We built houses for mythical creatures.
What?
I built a house for a ladybird. We tied ropes. Tied ropes. To learn how to tie a rope. That you can tie a rope for a child and so it undoes easily.
Why? What? Okay.
Yeah, no, Craig, tell me about it. And then we did, we had to say our name, an animal that goes with our name, and make the animal noise.
And then Louise, what was yours?
Louise the lion, roar.
Roar.
No, I didn't say roar. Roar
XD. Shoot XD after.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was literally like all we did. And then I came back here. And then I've just been, you know, I've been to the bar on the campus, been just chilling, coffee. The guidelines have changed, so there's really, really not much we can do.
How have they changed? Oh, six people.
Six people, two households. So yeah, not ideal. But yeah, we're getting there, and I'm back to work tomorrow, sadly. But yeah. What about yous?
Go on then, Craig.
Let's go. So on the weekend. On the weekend, I saw some people, like, saw someone come back. Everyone's come back to Dundee, so I saw some people. Didn't really do that much, to be honest. Just chilled around at Thornoughcool. Been working Monday and Wednesday. And last night, me and Mr. Reinkoid went to the pub together. Not seen him in a while. Then went to another pub and it was quite a good night. Got a bit carried away.
Oh.
And also got a German doner kebab yesterday after work.
Same thing every week. German doner kebab.
Because it's so good. I always treat myself and it's my last shift of the week. So I haven't been able to cook anything. And then bada bing bada boom. I'm here now.
Nice. Amazing.
This week, guys, I did three events.
Sure.
There's probably more, but I can think of three that I did. So the first one, just after I came off the recording with you guys last week, Holly and Pete came over.
Yes.
Poppy's sister and her boyfriend.
What'd you do?
We went to the pub, we had some drinks. I had to work the next day, which is a bit crap. So then they went and did like touristy stuff. But as much as you can do when everything's closed. And then in the evening we just sat here. Pretty good times. I had a big massive burrito. Classic.
Oh, yummy.
Saturday, massive big fry up. Nom 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 nom. Sorry. And then since then I had a couple of, like, just little chill with a bud sometimes, you know how it goes. And then playing some video games. But the other two things I did was yesterday I went to go and give blood.
Well done.
Give blood. But I have a cold sore, so they turned me away.
No way. Has been broke so many times. I wanted to give blood, but then I got my belly button pierced, so they were like, sorry, you can't do that now. And I was like, oh.
Why?
It's like an active wound, and you got a wound. So
like, yeah, you have to wait like a couple of months or something.
So, because I've got this, the cold sore, I have to wait like a few weeks to come back. It's like an active infection. Your blood's like geared up to like tackle an infection. So if there's like get put into someone else's body, they'd be like, "What do I do?"
Do you have to like book an appointment, or do you just walk in?
To book an appointment. Be a bit like a bit of anarchy if I just walked in. Like, yeah, mate, I'm here to give blood. Just got like a paper bag full of blood. There you go.
Like random. Yeah.
I'm here to give blood, but it'll have to be my blood. Oh, okay. And the other thing I did was yesterday I went and saw Tenet with Poppy.
Oh,
good. In the cinema.
Heard it's good.
First time in the cinema in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair.
Got the VIP seats. Managed to go all out. Only cost us a fiver each though. So like,
it's not bad. Was it nice? It was a good film.
The film was pretty good. I think. I don't know. It wasn't as good as. I think it's just a worse version of Inception.
Fair enough.
In the way it's presented, there's some cool stuff in it, definitely, but like it's not. Like, it's not as tight as Inception, as I don't think.
Yeah, fair.
Oh, I do want to see it, but...
We could do it on this if you want.
Ooh, good.
Well. Right, so, and then, of course, I had a massive, crazy event, which was, like, recorded a podcast with my brother and sister, which is right now.
Doing it right now.
obviously, I played Warzone across the week, because that's just what I do now.
That's what I do as well.
What do you need in about 9 or so days, 10 days? Really can't be arsed, to be honest.
Are you but sad that you're not in the forest like me?
I wish I was in the forest.
Yeah.
But I picked all my classes and stuff, so I've got all them sorted, but then I tried to pick my class. No, so I picked all my courses, but then I tried to pick my classes, and it's like, you have no classes to pick, so I think all my classes are going to be online this semester.
Yeah.
I'm only in uni once a week.
That's literally the thing.
Blank, so.
Like, the only thing I'm doing is going to the forest, and the rest of it's all online.
Mental, man.
Oh.
Yeah, mental. That's bloody mental, man.
Yeah, fair play to like, we can't do that in technology, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, I would rather have, I want to have something on my timetable so I know how much work I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. Right, okay, so then that's pretty much all I've done this week, guys. It's been a pretty wild one, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's all for this catch-up. I'm Sean.
I'm Lois.
Well, I certainly can't solve this mystery. Can you?
Can you?
Right. Is that going to do it for this week, guys? Really short one this week.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Actually going to be like a 45-minute episode.
That's good, though.
Gee whiz. Right. So, Craig, what are we doing next week, my dude?
Right, guys, so we're going to be carrying our trend of watching films every milestone episode, so we're watching the next Back to the Future.
Hell yeah.
Right, guys, so remember, stay active, stay happy. This is your boy, Craig. This is the Swanston chat room. Catch
okay,
you.
How's your channel doing, actually? You said you started a channel with your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going actually alright. Dial's
50,000 subscribers?
Dial uploaded some of his clips to things for feeding and get picked up. And they were put into other videos. They got like, one of them got 12,000 views, and then one got like 2,000 views.
So that's it.
I've been doing alright, though. Like, the ones I put up, I've got the most views. I'm buying like 28 views.
Hell yeah, boy.
Only put a few days ago.
What's the link to it, Craig? What's the channel called?
I can send you after.
Not very helpful for the podcast, but cool.
It's probably not, but I don't imagine.
Everyone loves to hear.
Yeah,
it,
I don't. Right? Not everyone would love
Thank
to.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys, for listening.
See you next time.
See you in the next life, brother.
Bye.